listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. A task force is set to uncover how the agriculture industry can support farm businesses during dry season challenges. Member for the Central Wheat Belt, Mia Davies, says she's hopeful it works, but has her doubts.
It has been very effective in the past. It depends on who's involved, and it really takes the effort of the minister to drive the initiatives that are required through the cabinet. I've got grave concerns that this minister hasn't been our greatest advocate from an agricultural perspective.
Renewed calls have come to light to make freight trains more visible across Australia. It follows grain company CBH's move to start putting side lighting on its trains over the next couple of years. Western Roads Federation CEO Cam Dumasy says current conditions make it very difficult to see at night.
There are 23,000 level crossings in Australia. Over 18,000 of those do not have booms or flashing lights. They're just what's referred to as a passive crossing, so it has a give way sign and a stop sign.
The WA Nationals leader has praised an outgoing agriculture region MP. After being elected more than a decade ago, Martin Aldridge is due to step down from Parliament at the next election. The Shadow Emergency Services Minister dubbed a champion for regional WA. Movie magic will take over Stowe Gardens from tomorrow night. The city of Greater Geraldton's film on the foreshore returning for a five-week season. All the fun kicks off with a screening of Wonka from 6:30. In sport, Midwest kids have swum their way to healthy treats. Students from Morawa taking part in Royal Lifesaving WA's Swim for Fruit, which rewards aquatic activity with fruit and other healthy foods. The group of about 40 children swam a collective 108 laps while learning the importance of a healthy lifestyle. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.